Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Leslie Grossman. She's the co-founder of Women's Leadership Exchange. And put a .com. Is it .com on the end of that, Leslie?
Yeah, .com.
Women's Leadership Exchange.com. Check out all the things that they're up to there. And the book is books are there. All the things that she's done and how she helps, she and her organization, help women. Speaking of which, Leslie, What's the news? What's the update on women business ownership these days?
Well, you know, let's face it, women-owned business, they're struggling with everybody else. But the thing that I'm seeing more and more of, which all small businesses need to do, is collaboration. Mm-hmm. It's really looking for ways that you can work with other small business owners and come up with new ideas and new ways of doing things and referrals, and just sitting down together and saying, how can we, let's not be alone out there. Let's sit down together and figure out how we can work together to support each other and help each other's businesses grow and get through these tough times.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And well, I'm seeing well, more and more that. That's what we encourage at our conferences mm-hmm. as well. So we just got back from Phoenix and did a conference there.
Tell us about the conference. What was it about?
Well, the conference, the focus was on Go for Growth. And it's the idea of that we can't just sit back there and say, oh, the economy's bad, so our business is bad. We have to think about growing our businesses nevertheless, you know, and
one
take
of the things
the steps
that I've been, one of the things I've been saying lately, Leslie, is, and I say lately for a couple of years now, I've been saying, you know, folks, if your business is not performing like you think it should, maybe it's time to stop blaming the economy.
Right.
And I remind them that we're in the middle of a $15 trillion economy. Oh, yeah, it's not growing like we'd like, but it's $15 trillion. That's a lot of buying and selling, Leslie. That means somebody is buying something somewhere from somebody that you, they're buying something you sell from somebody today. Why not you?
Right.
So maybe it's time to stop blaming the economy.
That's right. I mean, we can't, I agree with you, and that's what we've been out there talking about and really encouraging people to sit down together. And, you know, if you're, like we talked about Small Business Saturday, the retailers getting together in the town and figuring out ways that you can draw more people into your town by having, collaborating and working out. People are having, I know here I've seen before Small Business Saturday, there's Friday night shopping, Friday night where they bring in music, they bring in all kinds of things and make it a celebration to draw people in if you're a retailer. And if you're in a service business, sitting down with other service businesses and figuring out how can we collaborate? How can we maybe come up with something unique that we can offer potential clients that will make us all seem more attractive and more interesting?
Yeah.
And how can we refer business to each other?
The downtown organizations, the local market organizations, the chambers of commerce, you know, whatever you can do to collaborate. This is how small business owners gain a little bit of critical mass beyond their own outside of their four walls, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, in good economic times, you don't see much collaboration because everybody's just busy doing their thing. The money's coming in. But in these times, and this is when we really need to sit down and say it, it's not about competing for the dollars. It's how do we work together to attract the business?
Mm-hmm.
And that come up with all kinds of creative things that will carry us right into good times.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have to do.
And the thing is that if you wait until it's been declared that these are the good times to get on the wagon, on the bandwagon, you know, you're going to be left behind. You're going to get run over. You know, it's now is the time. it's not too late, but you could have already been thinking about, okay, I'm going to catch the next wave. Well, let me tell you something, folks. The next wave is being built, is building right now, isn't it, Leslie?
That's right. And the next wave may not be like the last wave. You know, those it may be a smaller wave. So that's why we need to get on it right now.
It'll be a different one. There's no question about that. Hey, Leslie, give us that website one more time, please.
www.womensleadershipexchange.com.
And what's that other one?
www.selfsationbook.com.
Hey, Leslie, thanks for being here. Thanks for helping us generate some interest in Small Business Saturday. We'll see you next time.
Okay, thanks.
Leslie Grossman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.